This is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 2026 season preview, and it starts with the sound of a dynasty's lease expiring. Four straight NFC South titles, 2021 through 2024. Then, a 6-2 start, a 1-7 freefall, a win in the finale that didn't matter because the tiebreaker was already lost. 8-9, first missed playoffs since 2019. Then the offseason took the franchise's face. Mike Evans to San Francisco in free agency, Levante David retired after 14 seasons. And the market looked at all of that and made Tampa Bay the division favorite at plus 164. That's the puzzle this episode has to solve, because our regression rules, which spend most of their time taxing overachievers, have nothing to give Tampa Bay back. The record wasn't unlucky, it was earned. What was real? An average team wearing a contender's reputation. The offense finished 20th in efficiency, the defense 17th. The interesting part is where the average came from. The run game was quietly 10th in efficiency per carry, despite Bucky Irving being limited to 10 games, and third down was a respectable 13th. The passing game is where the season went to die. 22nd in efficiency per attempt, dragged by a receiver room that spent the year in the training room. Rookie Amika Egbuka led the team with 63 catches for 938 and 6 scores. 25 of those catches and 5 of the touchdowns came in the first 5 weeks, before the hamstring, and Evans was held to 8 games and 368 yards by a concussion and a broken collarbone. Kate Otten chipped in 59 for 572, which brings us to Baker Mayfield and a 1-year fall that needs its context read aloud. From 4,500 yards and 41 touchdowns in 2024, 9th in adjusted net yards per attempt, plus 2.2 in completion percentage over expected, to 3,693 and 26 in 2025. 23rd in adjusted net yards per attempt, minus 1.6 in CPOE. Same quarterback, same building, 14 ranks of falloff. Either 2025 was the injuries around him, or 2024 was the outlier. The whole 2026 bet lives in that sentence. What was luck? Here's the uncomfortable answer. Almost nothing. Point differential says this played like a 7.7 win team. The 8-9 record was honest. The one score record was 6-6, dead neutral. The turnover margin was plus 6, 7th in football. Mildly flattering, historically drifts back toward even. But it's not a top 5 margin, and the give back is modest. Compare the neighbors. Carolina gets taxed by the rules, New Orleans gets nothing, and Tampa Bay gets nothing. No bounce owed, no bill coming. That reframes the market price entirely. Plus, 164 isn't a bet on statistical gravity. It's a bet that health and a new play caller are worth 2+ wins of real improvement. Maybe they are. But our stickiest finding, that records regress and identities persist, cuts both ways here. An earned 8-9 is the hardest kind to argue with. The identity, charting data via NFL Verse, is Todd Bowles, unfiltered, because there is no defensive coordinator. Bowles runs and calls the defense himself, and he's back for year 5. The fingerprint is the most aggressive in the division, the 4th highest blitz rate in football, and it worked in one sense, the 3rd highest pressure rate in the league. But here's the line that should worry Tampa. All that pressure bought a pass defense that ranked just 20th in efficiency per charted dropback. Our league-wide blitz economics say exactly this. Manufactured pressure costs you in coverage, and blitz rate has essentially no relationship with results. Tampa Bay is the case study. 3rd in pressure, 20th in outcome. The offense's identity, meanwhile, is a fresh install. Josh Grizzard was fired after one season, and Zach Robinson, the Falcons' play caller the last 2 years, McVay tree, reportedly Mayfield's preferred candidate, becomes the 5th offensive coordinator in 5 seasons, per the January reporting. 1 quarterback, 5 systems, 5 years. The market calls that a fix. The stickiness data calls it churn. And churn is the one thing our numbers price at 0. What changed is a roster quietly rebuilt around defense. Out, Evans on 3 years and $60 million from the Niners. The club reportedly offered more to stay. David to retirement, corner Jamel Dean to Pittsburgh, Rachaad White not re-signed. In, linebacker Alex Anzalone from Detroit on 2 years and 17. Edge Al-Quadan Muhammad, 11 sacks in Detroit last season, per the signing coverage. On a 1-year flyer, Kenneth Gainwell from Pittsburgh on 2 years and 14, 73 catches and over 1,000 scrimmage yards there, and Jake Browning as the veteran backup. Otten was re-signed on 3 years and 30. The draft doubled down. Miami edge Reuben Bain Jr. at 15, Missouri linebacker Josiah Trotter at 46, Georgia State receiver Ted Hurst at 84, four of the first five picks on defense. Danny Smith, 13 years the Steelers' special teams coordinator, takes over a unit that fired its coordinator, and the storyline over everything. Mayfield enters the final year of his deal, said in June the extension talks are, quote, not anywhere close, and the club's stated deadline is training camp. Chris Godwin returns as the veteran anchor after two injury-wrecked seasons. Off-field scan, clean. The only standoff is contractual. So the 2026 question is which Mayfield is real, and the charting gives a more specific answer than the box score. His 2025 splits are the profile of a quarterback holding a damaged offense together. 26th from a clean pocket, but 6th best in football under pressure. A milder version of the same inverted, chaos-tilted shape Carolina lives with. Pressure football is where broken plays live, and broken plays were what a receiver room of backups produced. The bull case. Return Godwin, return a full-speed Irving and Jalen McMillan, give Egbuka a year two arc and Robinson's McVay tree structure, and the clean pocket rank has nowhere to go but up. 2024 is the proof of ceiling. The bear case. 2024's plus 2.2 CPOE was the best season of his career by a distance. Nothing else in his file comes within a point and a half of it. And the one budget line that carried the 2025 defense, pressure, just lost nothing, and gained Bain, which means Bowles will keep paying coverage for blitzes the numbers say don't cash. The most likely 2026 Tampa Bay is the same team as 2025 with better luck in the medical tent. Whether that's a division winner depends entirely on what the other three do. Fantasy names to know. Scored, half PPR. Egbuka at WR15, pick 38, is the priced-in breakout. WR29 in points per game as a rookie, so you're paying for the target monopoly Evans left behind. 5 touchdowns in the first 5 weeks says the ceiling is real. Irving at RB24, pick 56, is the discount created by 10 games of foot and shoulder trouble. The 10th-ranked run game per carry is his floor argument, but Gainwell's arrival caps the passing down share. Godwin at WR40, pick 93, is two straight lost years priced as a lottery ticket on a 30-year-old. The discount is fair. Gainwell at RB36 is standalone viable if the Irving injuries linger. Mayfield at QB20, pick 121, in a contract year with the room healthy, is the quiet value of the division. Sean Tucker at RB56 led the team with 7 rushing touchdowns. Pure touchdown equity. Otten at TE28 is a floor stream. The verdict. Tampa Bay at plus 164 is the market pricing the 6-2 team and calling the 1-7 team an injury report. Our rules refuse to help. No Pythagorean rebate, no one-score bounce, a mild turnover giveback. This is a team that must actually be better, not luckier, to win 8+. It might be. The defense kept its architect and added edge talent, and the quarterback's under-pressure file says he never stopped playing well. The building around him did. 8-10 wins is the honest range, and in this division that's co-favorite math, not favorite math. The 4-year lease on the South expired in January. Renewing it costs real improvement this time, and the market is charging renters' prices. Follow the Tampa Bay Buccaneers feed for the weekly show. Every game, every number, all season. This was the Muffed 2026 Buccaneers Preview. Every number verified.